540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Two Milwaukee police officers won't face charges in a February shooting that killed a 24-year-old man. District Attorney Kent Lovern says Isaiah Stott shot first, wounding Officer Daniel Gonzalez. That was before Officers Gonzalez and Bintner returned fire. Video from the scene showed Stott walking with a rifle and shooting in the air before the encounter. Lovern says the officers acted within the law and under threat to their own safety. One juror in Judge Dugan's trial says the decision wasn't made lightly. The Journal Sentinel reports a juror they talked to said other jurors listened to each other, stayed respectful, and stuck to the facts rather than personal politics. The juror said it was difficult finding Dugan guilty of a felony, but added, quote, "the law is the law." An alternate juror said everyone took the process seriously and wanted to be sure they got it right. Dugan's lawyers say they want to try and get the verdict thrown out. They filed a motion yesterday for a new trial. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Morgan Geiser has returned to custody after a Waukesha County judge revoked her conditional release. Court records show the 23-year-old Geiser waived her right to a hearing and will be placed in a mental health facility. It follows Geiser removing her GPS bracelet last month and fleeing her Madison group home. A Milwaukee prosecutor is moving to the other side of the courtroom. Governor Tony Evers has appointed Owen Piotrowski to Branch 38 of the Milwaukee County Circuit Court, replacing Judge Jeffrey Wagner. Piotrowski has spent more than a decade as an assistant district attorney, most recently leading the team that handles non-fatal shooting cases. In a statement, he says he's honored by the appointment. And if you're looking for some holiday lights in Milwaukee, the Hone Bridge will be hard to miss. A special 5-minute light show will run again tonight and tomorrow night, every hour on the hour between 5 and 9. People can also go to lightthehone.com to dedicate one of those bulbs for $25. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at waukradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Packers prepare for Baltimore.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. It's the Packers and the Ravens. 7 o'clock tomorrow night at Lambeau Field. Now, the Packers lost another tight end last week, John Fitzpatrick, who had taken over for Tucker Kraft. He suffered a season-ending torn Achilles tendon in that loss to the Bears. The Packers have two candidates on the practice squad who could play tight end. One is Drake Dabney, an undrafted rookie. The other, second-year man McCallan Castles, who has spent time with the Eagles, Chargers, and Rams. They would be the backups to tight end Luke Musgrave.
Yeah, they're both really, really good players, hardworking players. I think anybody in that tight end room is going to go out there and play with great effort, be a good representation of us.
Green Bay has clinched a playoff spot thanks to the Vikings defeating the Lions 23-10 in Minnesota yesterday. Detroit with 6 turnovers in the game. After a day off for Christmas at home, the Bucks back on the road tonight in Memphis to play the Grizzlies. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Foggy with a little rain this morning, then mostly cloudy here through the rest of the day. Our high near 43 this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy, 34. Tomorrow will be cloudy with a high of 44 with more scattered rain tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 36.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.